It's 8:07 on the morning show, Wednesday, April 10th. It is time for this week's Pause Pet of the Week. Of course, your community conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center with the Pause Pet of the Week brought to you by L&J Industries.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
All right, it's 8:08. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing excellent. So you brought in Henry this morning. Henry the cat, who apparently loves being here at the KCHA studio. Wasn't like that last week with Shamrock. No. She was just trying to hide. But
Shamrock was scared.
Talk about Henry and what's his story.
Yeah, Henry is loving his life being out here. He's a very outgoing cat, just very sweet. Picked up by PD and here in town, and just a really, really great cat. He's a bigger, I don't know, bigger cat.
He is a fairly large cat. I went to pick him up, and he was
like probably at least 13, 15 pounds or so, but he's not overweight.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's that big.
No, he's definitely not overweight. He's just a big cat, and he's an all tabby cat, brown tabby. And just has really, really pretty yellow eyes. Julie took a picture of him the other day at the shelter. That was just like the perfect pose of him. And super friendly. He's one that we have roaming around outside at the shelter. Outside of the cage, not outside, but still in the shelter.
One of the kitty greeters when you go to
Paws. The greeters that we have. So if you come visit the shelter, he's one of them that will probably walk right up to you and want pets and love. Super nice. He's about 3 years old, and he earlier was just like rolling all over the counter over here, just loving attention and just a really overall sweet cat. He's one of those that's kind of more like a dog, I think, than a cat, just really loving and wanting attention. He gets along with other cats, does great. We'd love to find him a great home, an inside home that he would just be loved and have a friend and family every day.
Oh, he made the police officer's job a lot easier. He probably walked right up to him, didn't
he? Yeah, probably. Just, hey.
What's going on? Nice to meet you. Yeah. Well, he is available for adoption, and he'll tell you that when you go to Paws coming up during adoption time. When is adoption hours?
Yeah, so it looks like we will be open this weekend. It'll be Saturday 11 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 3. We'll have someone there. And then we're always available by appointment. If you'd like to come during the week or so, we just do appointments. You can call or text the cell phone number, which is 641-228-0262, and arrange that. He's so
I'm not
funny.
Even sure what he's looking at. I think he saw a bird, but then he saw his reflection.
Oh, Mark Wisk is walking up. Maybe he sees Mark.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
He probably get along with dogs, too, I would imagine. He's just such a laid-back cat. Other cats, dogs. I mean, he's a good all-around cat.
That's funny. Oh, you're a good kitty, aren't you? So let's talk about some events coming up. As a matter of fact, Mark Wicks is here to talk about the volunteer fair, which yes. Paws is going to be a part of coming up on Friday. Talk yes. about that.
Paws is participating in the volunteer fair on Friday. Look at him. He's so funny.
He's
so distracting.
Like a dog,
I know.
Just like going up to the window and seeing who it is.
So the volunteer fair will be on Friday, and Paws will be there. I believe it's from 3 to 5, as well as I think they said there's 15 other vendors. Mark will explain that next. But so it'll be a really good time to show people lots of opportunities to volunteer. There's lots of stuff to do at Paws, whether you're there physically or even helping out of town. We do a lot of Facebook promotion, social media, that kind of thing. There's a volunteer in Cedar Falls who is basically, I wouldn't say she's running the tattoo event, but her and I are working like very closely together, and she lives down in Cedar Falls. So you don't have to live in Floyd County or even in Charles City to help volunteer your time. Volunteering just is really a great way to give back to the animals and other organizations in the community.
And it's so fun at PAWS. I mean, I would volunteer just to go there and sit next to the dogs and talk to them.
You can.
That's I mean, I do that every other Tuesday. You do.
We all know.
I just sit there and talk to
them. It's so fun, though. And it's so, like, you mean you really make a difference in these animals' lives, whether you think you do or not. We're doing that snuggle and read at Prologue on April 26th. That'll be a huge event. Hopefully Henry will be adopted by then, but he will probably be one that will be there too. It'll just be a really good time. And that's just another great way just to get PAWS's name out there, as well as our animals out into the community, and get them out of a cage for a few hours too.
That's right. And of course, the events continue later on this month. An event coming up 2 weeks from this coming Friday. Talk about what's happening at Prologue.
Yeah, that's the Snuggle and Read at Prologue. So we'll be there. I believe it's 4 to 5:30, maybe 6-ish, kind of depends. So we'll have animals there. We'll bring hopefully some dogs and cats. And oh my gosh, she's so funny. And we'll be there to read. Kids will be there to read. Even if you're an adult, you can come out there and see the animals and read. And it'll be a really fun time. We're excited to partner with Prologue for this. This will be the second one that we've done. And the first one was just a really great hit, not only for the people there had a good time, the animals, we had a good time. It's just a fun, like, different event. And it's very low stress, no really fundraising or a lot of work behind the scenes, which is also fun.
I think Henry wants to be involved if he's not adopted yet.
I think he does.
He would be definitely the candidate. Snuggler.
Yes.
Now, of course, the events continue as well. A Chips for Pets event coming up on May 8th.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up. So May 8th is our Chips for Pets. We partner with Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital, which is the vet clinic right next to AutoZone, or right across from Dave's restaurant. And if you'd like to, you can call and make an appointment. Otherwise, it's just a walk-in. And we're going to be there from 8 to noon and 1 to 4.
Oh, he's getting in a playful mood now.
He is. I know, his little feet. So we'll be there from 9 to noon and 1 to 4, and you can bring 1 to 2 animals, either 2 cats, 2 dogs, or 1 cat and a dog, or just one of each, or one if you'd like. And it'll be a $10 microchip, and the chip will be, that includes the registration. So the chip will be all registered and ready to go and everything later, either that day or the next day. And then I think we're going to have a few things for sale as far as, like, for donation, some sweaters and coats and things and costumes we might bring out too. So last year we did 2 events, and this year we will have 3 events. So if you're not able to make the May 8th event, we will definitely have a couple more to do. It's just a really fun thing. One cool thing about these microchips that we use is they actually have like a thermometer sensor, temperature sensor in them. And so instead of, you know, the fun way, all they have to do is scan the chip, and it tells the temperature.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, it's been just a lifesaver, especially if we've had cats at PAWS. There was one last year that I fostered, and now we adopted, that was really, really sick, like taking her temperature several times a day to see if it was coming down. Like, just so much less stressful, and just a really cool thing, I think, that they can do that for a microchip.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So any reservations? Can you just show up to that event?
Yeah, so you can show up anytime between 9 and noon and 1 to 4, or you can always call and make an appointment. If you need to get there after 4, but before 5, definitely call the vet clinic. It's kind of up to them. They're the techs, and them are the ones that are hosting the event. So
you want to put on the headphones.
No, he wants to, like, put on the headphones. So yeah, definitely the vet clinic phone number is 641-228-2211, and that's Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital, right next to AutoZone. They are our primary vet that we use for PAWS, and are just really great veterinarians, really great vet techs, really pleasant to work with, and they just do a really, really good job.
They do. And one of the biggest events coming up next month, actually 1 month from tomorrow, is the Tattoos for PAWS Rescues. Emerald Inc., talk about that.
It's crazy, the event. We are over We are like 750 people.
Oh, really?
It is crazy. So it's really blown up. If you remember last year, we did the Tattoos for Paws Rescues event. We've moved it to Mason City this time. It will be at Emerald Inc., which is kind of by that downtown area, kind of over by the mall. And the fun thing is a couple of the artists, the tattoo artists, are actually from Charles City. So that's a really nice connection back here. And then a shred above will be the food truck will be over there during the day, too. So we'll have food for people. The tattoos will be $50, and 75% of that will be donated back to Paws. We're going to have someone there from the candy shop is what she calls herself. But she does hair tinsel. So that'll be cool. We're working on getting like a drink truck there too, so we can enjoy like some beverages. Non-alcoholic, obviously, when you're getting a tattoo, you're not supposed to drink any alcohol. So we just want to make it a fun event. They've got a really nice tattoo shop and a really nice space to have things. I think there's another vendor that I'm forgetting at the moment, but it'll be a lot of fun. Emerald Ink has been really great to work with. I believe they're a fairly new shop, so it'll be great to kind of promote them and the ladies and gentlemen that are there too. They do really awesome work. Definitely look them up on Facebook and just check them out. Hopefully they'll be posting the flash sheets designs here sometime in the next couple of weeks. If you're not familiar with how these tattoo events work, basically you stand in line and wait to get a tattoo. It's kind of typical. We have over 700 people interested. So we might have a really long line, and I believe we will have 3 tattoo artists. So we're hopefully gonna move through people pretty quickly. But you basically stand in line, and then there's a set list of tattoos that you can pick from. So each tattoo will be $50, and you'll only be able to get one at this time, but it's going to be Mother's Day themed and animal themed. So
nice.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
So how many tattoos did you get last year? Do you remember?
Last year we did, I believe they did like right about 70. It was either 70 or 80. I can't remember for sure, but
this is going to be a really big
event. Yeah, and we had 2 tattoo artists last year, and this year we will have 3. So, and it'll be in a little bit, it'll be in a bigger location too. So we'll kind of reach another group. And if you've been to Mason City, you know they have the Humane Society of Northeast Iowa there. I believe I probably messed up the name, but there is the Humane Society in Mason City. We've worked really closely with Sybil, and we didn't want to step on their toes or anything. So we cleared it with them and said, you know, we'll let you know how it goes. And maybe you guys would want to try this for next year or something too. So
did you tell them Henry recommended it?
I did not, but I can.
You would have probably passed it a lot easier if you just had that.
I know.
Henry wants to cuddle with you. Can you please let us do this?
He's such a cool cat.
So that tattoo event is coming up on May 11th from 10 a.m. until 6 in Mason City. Now, for all these details, you can hop on to pawsatcherylcity.com. You can also find them on the Paws Humane Society of Cheryl City Facebook page as well. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
I know. He's so easy to... Yeah, he's so funny. Oh. Yeah, we have lots of events coming up. Definitely check out our website. It's been revamped, and it's awesome. So if you have any questions about Paws, definitely check that out. It's just a really, really nice website. So
it is. It's nice and purple, too.
I know. I love the design and everything about it.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, JC and Henry, for joining us this morning. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 8:21. We're going to be talking volunteer fair coming up.